Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. And today we're going to talk about how to be in love without a partner. Love is a many splendid thing, as said by an old soap opera that was playing when I was growing up. They say love is the greatest power. Love heals all wounds. But it's also said that love hurts. In our lives, we love. We take risks. We get our hearts broken. We heal. And we love again. Many people I work with tell me they will never love again. And I remember feeling this way too. Because when it feels love has somehow destroyed you, the risk to open your heart again may seem like just too much. And this is why I want to talk about love today. I've learned a lot about love in my life. I've learned what love is and what love isn't. I've learned that not everybody is capable of truly loving, and perhaps there's even something within ourselves that has blocked us from truly allowing love to enter our hearts. The most important thing I've learned about love, however, is love is a powerful vibrational force that is part of our very life force energy. It doesn't dwell outside of us so that we have to go outside of ourselves to get it. It isn't something that we earn. It isn't something we have to be worthy of. It is who we are when all that we are not is cleared away. And I'm going to say that again. Love is what we are when all that we are not is cleared away. The pure life force that pulses through each one of us is a loving force. It is light. It is energy. It is life. But just like the rivers and the streams become polluted, so does the stream of life force energy that dwells within each one of us. Unfortunately, this pollution can begin at a very early age. It can even begin in the womb. The pollution programs us to adopt a certain belief system about who we are, and most often this belief system doesn't serve us. And so if we truly want to live in the highest vibration of love, we have to become aware of our current beliefs, as well as our core beliefs, which are the beliefs that we adopted early in life. We have these beliefs that tell us who we are and what we deserve to experience in life. And often those beliefs are negative and harmful to us, but they are so ingrained in our consciousness that we don't realize how they are affecting us. Core beliefs may tell us that we don't deserve love, that we are somehow flawed and unlovable, that we don't matter, we're not important, we're not good enough, we're not worthy. One of the biggest destructive core beliefs that most people carry is, I'm not enough. And if you carry the belief that you aren't enough, then how could you possibly believe that you are worthy of love? You may believe if you could just change this or that about yourself, then you would be worthy of love. But I've got news for you. You don't have to change a thing to be worthy of love. Now, there are a lot of mean people in the world. There are a lot of narcissists, sociopaths, and downright dark people. Are they worthy of love? Well, absolutely they are, but they're so closed off to their own love that they learn to despise it. So they set out to destroy the love in others. The darker one is, the more he or she has shut off from the light, so that person can't see the truth of who they are. And if all the pollution was removed, all the negative core beliefs and programs, then they would be able to align with the light of who they are, and their behavior would no longer be destructive. But the negative beliefs we hold about ourselves and the world can be so painful and deep-seated that the darker one becomes, the more difficult it is to clear the destructive programs within. Those who are listening to this are here for a reason. You are the ones who can shift your reality. You can clear away the negative programs and the toxicity that has kept you from experiencing true love. Now, true love is not what you experience when you meet your soulmate or that special someone. True love is the pure force of love that dwells within you. Some will call it the inner beloved. So you don't have to go out there to find love. You simply need to close your eyes and go within and find that spark of love that dwells within your own heart and focus on it. So many people tell me, Kalia, I can love others so easily, but I can't love myself. And this is actually impossible. We can't truly love others if we can't love ourselves. So what you are giving others may not be true love, but conditional love, which says, I will love you if you love me back or if you give me what I want or what I need. The love-hate relationships we all know about, when the pendulum swings from one side of the spectrum to the other, it usually results from not getting our needs met in a relationship or being treated badly. So we turn that love upside down as a result of our core wounds being severely activated. We tell ourselves, you caused me to feel this intense pain, and so I feel very strongly about this, but it is not safe to love you, so I'm going to hate you instead. Both love and hate are strong emotions, so people will often shift from one end of the spectrum to the other. But this is not pure love we are talking about. It isn't true love. It's conditional love. And most relationships are about conditional love, which is, I will love you if, and fill in the blank. When we can truly recognize that love is a force that resides within us, we can begin to recognize and develop a relationship with this force completely independent of others. When we realize that true love comes from within, we can stop trying to extract love from the outside world. And we aren't so traumatized when what we perceive to be our source of love and connection is taken away from us. Love really can't be taken away from us because it resides within us. But when we perceive that it is taken away, we want to chase after it. We create a story in our minds that say, you are the source of my love, and if you remove yourself, I'm left without love. Often this thing we call love in relationship to others is a result of the mirror effect. When one is attracted to you and your energy, you may receive positive feedback or mirroring, which ignites the love within you. If fear moves in that the love being mirrored to you by someone else may be taken away, you will experience insecurity and your attachment to that person will be unstable. This kind of insecurity is the result of believing the love you feel resides outside of you and is coming from the other. So you may attach to the other in hopes of securing that love. We do all kinds of things to secure what we perceive to be our source of love and connection. We form insecure attachments to others, which may cause us to feel jealous, possessive, needy, and fearful. People will often stay in toxic and narcissistic relationships because of a belief, I love that person. But you can't truly love that person if you don't truly love yourself. And you can't truly love yourself if you allow someone to be cruel, disrespectful, and abusive to you. When you say, but I love him, or I love her, and that person treats you badly, what you're really saying is, I have an insecure attachment to that person. Love of the self is not narcissistic. It's not self-serving. But it considers the self as just as important as everybody else. It considers its own needs and its own experience. It values itself. It respects itself and it cares for itself. I like the vision of the inner beloved as that love energy that resides within your own heart. As you drop into your own heart and merge with the inner beloved, you awaken that love energy to the point where you can feel that love and connection coming from within. Some people like to see the vision of the inner masculine and the inner feminine, the merging of the two, which is called the divine marriage. As the two aspects of self come together as one, this divine marriage creates an inner flame that burns brightly, igniting your light and the love emanating from within you. We all have a feminine aspect to us and a masculine aspect. Whether or not we are male, female, gay, or straight, one aspect just tends to be much stronger than the other. And once again, which aspect is stronger has little to do with what sex or sexual orientation you are. The goal is to find that balance between the inner masculine and inner feminine, which also looks like the balance between the mind and the heart, the logic and the intuition, thought and emotion, and darkness and light. When I say dark in this context, I'm not talking about evil, but rather the feminine principle, which is likened to the earth, where the seed takes root underground or in the womb, where it is dark, and then it is birthed into the light. Some people don't like to use the word dark to describe evil because darkness itself is not evil. Night is not evil, and neither is the color black. But when there's a complete absence of love in the heart of man or woman, there's a breeding ground for evil. I always say it isn't love that hurts us. It is the lack of love that hurts us. People lash out and hurt others out of fear, not love. They fear not being loved, so they withdraw love from others. They fear abandonment, so they abandon others. They fear rejection, so they reject others. They fear they are not enough, so they make others feel that they are not enough. Fear needs to be understood and transmuted. And as we understand our fears, we can work with them. We can learn to say to ourselves, I'm afraid of being rejected. And as a result, I reject myself and I reject others. Recognizing our fear is very powerful. It's not helpful to collapse ourselves into our fears, but rather recognize them and offer love to the part of us that fears. We learn how to stop allowing fear to run our lives and sabotage our relationships. Our core wounds and core beliefs are actually core fears. I fear that I'm not enough. I fear I'm unworthy. I fear I'm unlovable. I fear being abandoned. And we unconsciously create beliefs about ourselves based on these core fears. We need to recognize these fears so we can transmute them. Just because you fear you're not enough doesn't mean that you're not enough, right? Just because you fear you are unlovable, it doesn't mean that you are unlovable. These are just fears. These are the fears that shaped your beliefs about yourself early in life. And when you can recognize them as fears, they begin to lose power. Because you have the power to stand up to your fear, to face your fears. And as that fear dissolves, you find that there's more love, awaiting you from that well of love within you. Imagine that your heart contains all the love in the universe. Now that's a lot of love. But let's also imagine there's a lock on the heart and you can't get in there. You don't have access to all that love, even if it's within you. Imagine that it is fear that keeps that lock in place. And all you need to do is unlock the door to your heart and face your fear. Fear is like the big fire-breathing dragon that stands guard in front of the door to your heart. That dragon can seem so big and scary that you don't dare approach it. Instead, you remain outside of your heart, looking for love in all the wrong places. But what if you knew that the dragon is actually there to protect your heart, and if you just send it love, it would transform into your inner ally rather than your enemy? Instead of throwing hatred and anger at that monster, that dragon, you throw love at it, and then it transforms and steps aside so you may enter your heart space and have access to all that love. We get nowhere by attacking any part of ourselves. We should never attack our fear or our self-loathing, but rather love it, because love is truly the transformative power of the universe. Hatred is born of fear, and throwing hatred at anything does nothing to transform it. I've heard so many people tell me, "I hate myself for feeling this way, or for doing this, or for saying that." And hating yourself only creates more separation, more distance, and more disconnection. It is love that creates the connection you seek. Hating our fear does not serve us. Fear is a natural human response to some of life's painful and threatening circumstances. And sure, sometimes fear is irrational and it doesn't make sense. But you can be sure where there is fear, the subconscious has interpreted a threat. Initially, fear serves to keep us safe or creates the circumstances for us to fight or flee in a dangerous situation. Unfortunately, there are so many of you who grew up in a threatening environment that you learned to fear your environment. You didn't feel safe. So creating safety is important for you now. Creating safety in your current environment will help you to alleviate the fear, panic, and anxiety that may be plaguing you. When you can remove the fear, which is the dragon guarding the door to your heart, then you gain access to all of that love. Although it may seem that others either love you or they don't love you, the way they treat you has a whole lot more to do with what's going on in their internal environment, their thoughts, beliefs, and fears, than it has to do with you. But we learn to take others personally. We learn to interpret the bad behavior of others as some sign that we're somehow unworthy of their love. And this is so far from the truth. Nobody outside of ourselves truly has the power to make us feel unworthy. We alone hold that power. We interpret the behavior of others, and if that behavior is hostile, abusive, or disrespectful, we can easily interpret it to mean that we are somehow at fault. We fail to see that the abusive, hostile, and disrespectful behavior of others is a sign of their relationship with their inner self. They fear the dragon standing guard at the door of their heart, and they have allowed that fear to consume them and to control them. They may not have access to that love that is in abundance in the heart. Often I've told clients that the narcissist doesn't really love them because they're not capable. It isn't because they are not worthy of being loved. It's because the narcissist will never likely face that dragon and gain access to his or her own heart. We have to be able to enter our heart before we can offer authentic love to others. When we face the dragon, our fears, and gain access to our hearts, we can reside in that love and allow that love to heal us. Love really does heal all wounds, but this is how it happens. It's not in sending some kind of distorted love to others that we can heal them. It's when we step into our own heart, we can allow that love within ourselves to heal us. We heal ourselves through the process of facing our fears, facing the dragon, and stepping into the love energy that is permeating from our heart center. When you find your way to your heart center, you walk into love and can be in love without the need for anyone outside of you to give you anything. Having accessed the love in your own heart, you can now offer that love to others, and the more love you give, the more you receive. It's not about getting love back from others. We learn to become unattached to what others give us. But as we give, we create a boomerang effect, and what we put out into the world boomerangs back to us. Whether we're giving love or whether we are giving hatred, that is what will come back to us. So we have to watch what we're putting out. Some people who have closed the door to their hearts and have not yet faced the dragon within, which is their fears, will not be able to receive the love that is given to them. They won't be able to truly let it in. Their relationship with you will not be truly loving, but rather based on fear and the need to control their environment. You can send them an abundance of love and it will just bounce off of them. If you remain unattached to what comes back to you from that person, then your own love will return to you tenfold. If that person is hostile, disrespectful, or abusive to you, you need to remove or distance yourself out of your own self-love and self-respect. You don't have to put yourself in the line of fire. People like this have a very large and hostile dragon standing guard at their heart, and that dragon actually breathes fire onto anyone who threatens to get in. We don't really have the power to tame the dragon in the hearts of others. We can only tame our own dragon. I don't know how many of us have wrestled with the dragons of others trying to tame them to get their hearts to open, and it doesn't work. Truly, love is an inside job. The battle is within us. We must tame our dragon and gain access to our hearts where there's an infinite supply of love waiting for us to immerse ourselves in it. We can stop knocking at the door of others and instead knock on our own door. This is where the true healing takes place. When you are truly in love, you've walked into your heart and reside in it. You reside in the wellspring of love and you radiate this love out into the world. Of course, this loving energy is contagious. We're attracted to that beautiful vibration of love in others. And when we are in love, we attract loving relationships. When we are in love with another, we are both in our heart sharing our infinite love with each other. And this is the ultimate goal. If that person leaves you for any reason, including death, he or she does not take your love, you still have infinite love within you. Remember this. When a beloved leaves your life, you may go into fear or old fears may erupt, but the love is still there, waiting for you to remove the obstacle of fear in order to gain access to that love. Remember this. There's a book based on the Course in Miracles by Gerald Jampolsky called Love is Letting Go of Fear. And this is truly a beautiful book. But there is some argument about the idea of letting go of fear without first understanding and embracing it. If I had written that book, I would call it Love is Walking Through Your Fear, because it is not helpful to deny our fear or make it wrong or bad. It's more helpful to understand our fear so that we can release it. Fear itself is not the boogeyman. It's not the dragon. It is the denial of fear that is the dragon. What we deny in ourselves becomes bigger and gains greater power. What we face and accept loses power. So remember this. Let us send that dragon standing guard at the doorway to our heart all the love that we can muster and watch its eyes shift from fear to love as it steps aside and allows you to enter. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you. For more information on my work, you can go to narcissismfree.com or pathbacktoself.com. Have a beautiful day.